Here's a thought about focus bracketing. In my last commentary, I was talking about setting up my camera so that it would perform the way I want it to perform, and the virtues of custom settings and customizable buttons and etc. Well, you know, there's another thing that I'm starting to use more and more on my camera, and that's focus bracketing. Of course, in the old days with a view camera, what I used was tilts and swings and the infamous Scheimpflug technique to get everything in sharp focus. But now with focus bracketing, there's a completely different technique. I can focus on something that's near, take a picture, focus on something that's in the middle, take a picture, focus on something that's far and take a picture, and then blend the three of those in Photoshop so that I get essentially a really large depth of field, a great depth of field, but composited from three separate exposures. Well, here's the really fun part. In a lot of cameras these days, maybe yours, I don't know, but definitely in mine, I can do that automatically. I can set a focus bracket in the camera, press the shutter release once, it makes the adjustments in the focus, combines them all together, and I end up with a very large depth of field image without having to do any fussing around in Photoshop. It's a really terrific feature. It's one of the features that I find I'm using a lot more of, particularly in the landscape when I have a subject that's not moving.